Hello, Nomad Nation. Welcome to Tandem Nomads, where inspiring expat partners share with you their stories and how they turn the challenges of relocation into great opportunities. I am your host, Emel Tregi. In this episode, I will share with you all you need to know about Tandem Nomads, how it works, what inspired me to create it, and a little bit about my story. But before I say more, I would like to know, are you following your partner abroad for his or her career? And is it important for you to build your own professional success or source of accomplishment, additionally to being a great supporting partner and parent? Yes? Then Tandem Nomads is the place for you to be. Tandem Nomads is a podcast show and an online platform. If you are not familiar with podcasting, no worries. I will tell you on a dedicated post how it works technically. But the only thing you really need to know for now is that a podcast is basically just like an online radio show. The only difference is that you can listen to the episode you want, whenever you want, wherever you want, using your earplugs on your phone, for example, and all of that for free. Doesn't that sound great? So the first episodes of Tandem Nomads are nearly ready. It is a matter of couples of weeks before I can podcast them. So don't worry, you won't miss any of these first episodes if you sign up to the newsletter. I will let you know as soon as it is officially launched. So I will host for you 2 podcast episodes per week. Mondays are story days. I will interview for you amazing and successful expat partners from around the world. They will share with you how they managed to build their career, their projects, and their business while following their partner's career and moving from a country to another. Thursdays are topic days. I will focus every week on a particular issue that you might be facing with as an expat partner. I will share with you some of the tips that helped me in my journey, as I am an expat partner myself, but I will also invite for you experts of specific fields, like, for example, professional coaches, career and business advisors, or intercultural experts, to bring you the best advice possible to reach your goals. Those topics will be focused on how to build your professional success, financial independence, but also on all the other issues that are important for you to solve, as you will need to create the right environment for you. There are issues like adjusting to change, adjusting to new culture environments, and coping with all your other important responsibilities related to being an expat partner and an expat parent. Isn't that pretty cool stuff? So now that you know the basics of Tandem Nomads, you have 2 options. The first one is to spend a few more minutes with me if you are interested in knowing what inspired me to create Tandem Nomads and knowing a little bit about my personal story. Or the second one is to make sure that you go right now to tandemnomads.com before you go back to all the many things you have to take care of today. So tandemnomads.com and sign up to the newsletter. Because if you don't, you will miss out on all the great free resources and updates that are coming up soon. Don't worry, I'm not planning on spamming your email box. So sign up now and get ready to turn the challenges of relocation into great opportunities for you. Prepare to ride on your nomadic tandem towards your success. Are you still here? Oh, great. I am so glad that you want to know more. So let's chat together a bit. You will probably agree with me when I say that being an expat is an amazing chance to travel the world and live a life that you might have never had if you stayed in your home country. However, being an expat is a totally different experience from visiting a country as a tourist. It comes with many challenges that I am sure you are familiar with by now, especially as an expat partner. So we will cover all these challenges in details and how to overcome them throughout the episodes of Tandem Nomads. But to summarize them very briefly, to see a bit in which direction I'm heading. While expats that are assigned for a job abroad have a defined goal, a clear idea on their future plans, a position, a title, financial security, a retirement plan, a structure, a team waiting for them when they arrive in a new country, their partners have to build everything from scratch, and most of the time, all by themselves. Especially when it is about settling in a new home, finding a job, and pursuing their career. Besides the practical barriers that come with being an expat partner, this situation often leads to a real identity crisis and loss of confidence. So with Tandem Nomads, I want to bring you that support, that structure that will help you never feel alone again, wherever you are, and help you, like I said, turn those challenges into great opportunities for you. Let me share with you a little bit about my story now, as I also went through those challenges when I decided to quit my job and follow my husband, Michael, in his assignments abroad. In 5 years of marriage, we already moved to 3 different countries and 3 continents. So 5 years and 3 relocations. We have so far lived in Iran, Austria, and now we live in the US. Despite Michael's incredible support, really, and I have to say that sometimes I felt like being so lonely and lost. I sometimes really didn't know what to do and how to reach my goals and how to reach my own success abroad. That shouldn't have been a big deal for me, as I lived in 8 countries and 13 cities throughout my life. I call myself actually a serial expat. I come from Algeria, and I grew up as a child in 4 countries. My parents worked for the diplomatic service, which led me to be born in India and grew up in Serbia, Algeria, and Uganda. Then I studied, worked, and lived as an adult in France and 3 different states of the United States. So I lived in Utah, California, and in Arizona. All of this traveling and experience abroad was not near anything I've experienced once I quit my job and accepted to follow Michael wherever his job was going to take him. When I met Michael, I was on holidays in Iran. I went there as it was my last chance to visit the country while my parents were still posted there. I have to admit that from the moment Michael came to speak to me at a party while I was sitting with my mother and a friend of hers, I really felt in my guts that something special was going to happen. I know, it sounds cheesy, but it's true. At the same time, I also got really scared because I immediately knew that it involved serious change that I didn't feel ready to go through. I was at that time living in France and working in an advertising agency as a project manager. This was the career I was dreaming of and planning since the age of 14. My job was not just a job for me, it was my passion. I was hoping to climb very fast in this industry, and I was really, really working hard for it. So when those holidays in Iran, where I met Michael, were over, he came to visit me in France. The Pukai did the trip from Iran every month. Those were really long trips to just spend long weekends together and get to know each other. So when Michael proposed to me 6 months after his first visit to France, I really had no doubt that he was the man of my life. Although I've only basically seen him only six times. I know, again, it sounds totally cheesy, but it's true. It's really true. Felt so natural for the both of us. We really didn't think about it twice. We knew we were meant for each other. However, the part that was not natural for me at all was the decision to quit my job and follow him wherever his job was going to take him. It took me a lot of efforts to be able to settle down in France after many years of traveling, and I was so happy that I finally found a place I could call home, great friends, and a job I loved. So although I accepted to marry Michael immediately when he proposed, the definitive decision to quit my job, leave France, and leave my friends took a little more hesitation, convincing, and preparation. But I did it. 6 months after our engagement, we got married. I quit my job and joined Michael in Tehran. I established myself there as a freelance consulting in branding and communication and managed to make great friends. But it took a year of hard work and adjustments before I could learn how to succeed as a self-employed, how to build a client base, get interesting projects, and earn income from a business, and also to adapt to a new country. So that first year was so difficult for me. I really nearly went through a depression phase. I will never forget that day when Michael left home for his job the first day, and here I was, alone in that apartment, wondering where to start. And that phase was a very difficult phase for me. So I had to learn everything. And I wasn't used to feel so dependent on someone else's income and someone else's life. A life where I would be presented sometimes in social gatherings just as the spouse of Michael instead of being presented in my own name. Despite all these challenges, I still progressively managed to establish my own identity in our social groups and build my business. I have to say Michael was incredible. He was such a great support. We communicated a lot on this topic and this whole change for me and implemented some actions to make sure that I regained my confidence and sense of independence, be able to settle and establish myself as a freelance. Michael also made sure that I felt home in the apartment he used to live in alone, starting with giving up most of his storage space. So, seriously, I'm really grateful to him for all his support, especially as I am sure that this situation was also a big change for him, and it also demanded a lot of adjustments in his side, as he used to live alone. So once I managed to get interesting clients in Iran, and most importantly, once I managed to build an interesting life for myself in Tehran, 2 years had already passed, and it was time to leave the country and move to Austria. When I arrived in Vienna in 2013, I faced with more challenges than I thought I would. As I didn't speak German fluently, the language was a big, big barrier. To my astonishment, more than in Iran. And the marketing opportunities were totally different. Fortunately, the hard work paid off. I managed after a few months to adapt my business and services to bring that uniqueness that is necessary to face with competition. It also meant that I had to focus on a much smaller niche and market to find the right clients. But I have to say I managed to earn revenue and work for interesting clients and projects. Here are again 2 years that flew away. It was time to move again and leave Vienna. We moved to the US end of summer 2014, where I had to go through the same adjustments again. Some challenges were very similar as in Tehran and Vienna, and actually many others were very specific to the city of New York, where we were moving in. But I would say that the only real difference is that this time I felt much stronger and better armed looking back at my experience as an expat partner. In order to make the best of my experience in New York, once I've finished unpacking, and I think I beat my record on this one, I'm sure, I decided to immediately hire a coach and grow through each step that I have taken in my past life to adapt to change of environment and reach my goals, especially to the action I've taken in Iran and Austria. So I analyzed those steps on a personal and a professional level and learned to appreciate what I have done right and worked on creating alternative solutions in the areas that didn't work. I also analyzed the specificities of New York City and defined what extra skills or measures I would need to develop to reach my goals. All these measures have created such a revelation to me. It really had a magical effect on me. I could really say that it changed my whole attitude and the way I perceive it, the challenges I was going through. I will definitely share with you in Tandem Nomads all those tips and systems that I've built for myself, hoping that it will help you too. And as I mentioned previously, I will also interview for you inspiring expat partners that will share with you their success and their secrets to success in relocation. I have seen too many expat partners with so much potential losing confidence, being challenged, and feeling lonely, just like I did when I started this journey, that I take it as a personal mission and a personal challenge to make Tandem Nomads available to you. I also want to share with you something else. On my journey, I have found along the way the amazing support of four wonderful expat partners. You will definitely hear from them sooner or later. I actually want to take this opportunity to send all my love to my gals, Christina, Katya, Pari, and Steffi. These girls were such an inspiration and source of support since I met them in Vienna. And actually, until today, even if you are now separated and divided in three different continents, America, Asia, and Europe, we are such a support and such an important group, and we're always there to help each other in the challenges that we face with in relocation. So no matter how much I learned from my personal experience, I realized that belonging to a community that shares the same goals, the same energy, the same drive is extremely important to build individual success. Because while our families and friends back home are too far to understand what we are going through and too far to know how to support us, expat partners around the world don't need that physical proximity and sometimes don't even need to personally know each other to be able to help each other through the challenges of relocation. This is why I would love us to be together, this supporting and understanding community through the platform of Tandem Nomads. Thanks to technology and the magic of internet, today there is nothing that can stop us from connecting and being this strong community across the world. This, what I like to call Nomad Nation. But I will definitely need your help to make this happen. So, if all what I've been sharing today resonates with you and your personal experience, don't wait any longer. First, go to tandemnomads.com and sign up to the newsletter to not miss any of the great free resources that I'm preparing for you. Second, join Tandem Nomads Facebook group. You can like the Facebook page, but join the Facebook group too. Share in that group your struggles, your experiences, and tip with us. Be part of this community. Be part of the Nomad Nation. And third, don't hesitate to talk to your friends who are in the same situation and tell them to join our new family, Tandem Nomads. So three simple actions before you get to take this ride together and thrive in our nomadic journey. The first episodes of the podcast Tandem Nomads are coming very, very soon. You will receive an email from me as soon as they are launched. So, again, go to tandemnomads.com and sign up for the newsletter. I'm so excited and so much looking forward to our adventure together.